Have you ever been sinned against? It's not always easy to forgive, right? Not always. It's not always hard to forgive either, especially if it's somebody, you know, we particularly like. I mean, not just love them, but we like them. We consider them a friend, and they do something that we consider minor. It's no big deal. And isn't it interesting how we decide what's a big deal and what's not a big deal? Somebody can do something to us that is really pretty bad. And depending on how we view that person, very often the view we have of that person will determine whether it's easy or difficult for us to truly forgive them. You know, one of the interesting facts about human beings, including church-going human beings, is that very often we can say we have forgiven someone when we really haven't. We just kind of shrug things off, pass it off, especially, you know, if it's somebody that we don't particularly care for. You know, the person is not that we necessarily hate them. It's just that we don't particularly like them either. We don't place a lot of value on them as a human being or as a fellow churchgoer. We just don't place much value on them. If they call us, we may or may not return the call. Someone else calls, and if somebody we place a lot of value on, we return that call as soon as we can. As soon as we can, because of the value we place on that individual. Someone else, and this says more about us than it does about the person we are devaluing. For whatever the reason, we've decided we don't place a lot of value on that person. And so the probability is they won't hear from us if they leave us a message. But when it comes to forgiveness, that person who we place a lot of value on, if they come to us and say, hey, you know, I did such and such, and I just want to apologize to you for that. I really didn't mean anything by it. And before they can even finish all that they want to say, we're already forgiving them. And I mean truly forgiving them. Hey, as far as we're concerned, there's water under the bridge. No big deal. Hey, I appreciate you coming. Someone else can come and they may have done the exact same thing. They may have committed the exact same offense. But because we don't truly place a lot of value on them, we don't even focus that much. We don't even concentrate that much on what they're saying to us as they confess their sin. And we're basically brushing them off while they're talking to us. We basically want them to go ahead and finish what they have to say so we can say, hey, I forgive you, man, don't worry about it, and go on to the other thing that we want to do. That says so much about who we are. When we treat people like that, it says so much more about who we are than it says about the person whom we are devaluing. And God sees all of that in full detail. All of it. So here we are. We know what it is to have someone really offend us. My guess is we know what it is to really offend someone else, too. I know I do. I know what it is to offend as well as to be offended. So forgiveness is necessary. It is necessary as that which needs to be offered. It is necessary as that which needs to be received. Forgiveness. How are we to forgive? And I know that that's kind of a tricky question, and it can be so difficult to really wrap our minds around that question. How are we to forgive? And I know that this is one that can be kind of difficult. I'm deliberately leaving it that way, though. There are a lot of times when I'll ask a question, I'll tell you, hey, look, that's not a trick question. And the answer is right there. All you need to do is just give it a little bit of thought. Boom. It's right there. and you got it. This admittedly is not one of those questions because you could come from so many different angles, from so many different perspectives, and I know that. That said, let me ask the question one more time. How are we to forgive? Well, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, the second part of verse 13, we are to forgive as the Lord forgave us. NIV, the exact words are, and again, this is the second part of Colossians 3 and 13, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So how are we to forgive? We're to forgive in the same way that the Lord forgave when he forgave us. How does he forgive us? Fully, completely. He's paying attention to us when we're confessing to us, to him. He's paying attention to us when we're shedding tears. He's paying attention to our hearts as we're admitting that we messed up big time. And he is caring about us as we're making our confession. And after all is said and done, whether we confess one real sin or 11 real sins, he's looking at the sincerity of our hearts as we make those confessions. And he is caring about us as we make the confession. Have you ever had an experience where someone had done you wrong? They came to you and you could see in their facial expression, you could see it in their body language before they ever opened their mouths, that they were coming feeling truly sorrowful about something. You may not have known what, but you know, until they spoke, but you could tell something had them really, really down. And you were already feeling compassion for them before they even began to speak. And then they began to tell you with grief in their voices how they had sinned against you. Have you ever just wanted to put your arms around a person who comes to you that way and say, hey, look, you know what? I truly appreciate you for having come to me to discuss that with me. I want you to know I don't hold that against you. Thank you so much for coming to me to share that with me. And you're forgiving them before they even get a chance to get to that part where they ask you to forgive them.